Hiya, folks. Paddy here, and thank you once again and always, or perhaps for the first time, for downloading the It's Not All About Me podcast, a podcast featuring a guy with ME and a microphone, and that's me, Paddy. Right off the bat, I gotta say a huge thank you to John Peters. If you have not listened to last week's episode featuring our little chat together, just go right ahead and listen to that. If you only listen to one podcast today, then listen to that one. You know, you can come back and I'll be here. I'll wait. You know, I'll put the kettle on and wait. That was a fantastic chat last week. I've had guests on, and I'm very grateful for all of them, and I feel that things are really hitting their stride. If you're new to the show, I have a guest on every other week, someone who, the only criteria I have is that you have to have, you experience ME. You have experience ME, maybe you've got a loved one who has ME, or you yourself experience ME. So you have personal experience to share of ME, CFS, whatever you want to call it. More on that in a minute. You know, I've had quite a few guests on, and it's really hitting its stride now. And John absolutely exemplified what I've always hoped could happen when someone comes on the show. All of the people have, Jess, Jack, Aretha, I will forget people, but the passion he demonstrated, how personal he got in his sharing, how he urged us listening to think of our illness differently, it was absolutely phenomenal, and I know you guys out there, many of you felt the same, because, you know, the numbers for that episode are huge. So thank you so much to John for coming on the show, for being such an amazing sharer of experience. I got massive identification and inspiration, and I know from Twitter, I mean, my Twitter, it was you know, comparable to when I used to work. You know, my phone was bleeping and blooping all day long, and that is thanks to John coming on the show and sharing his experience. So massively grateful to him. We will for sure have him on again. Yeah, hello to anybody who, as a result of listening to that show, have tuned in for the first time. Go back and listen to all the episodes. What happens is, on the weeks I don't have a guest, such as this week, it's normally a bit of a shorter show where I kind of share some experiences, my own experience of ME this week, we're gonna jump straight into that. So, if you have your coffee cup in front of you, take a sip. I was talking to a friend the other day, who said, you know, the numbers are growing for this show. I'm very grateful for that. Thank you very much. Continue to share, subscribe, and rate it. And I said, I'm a bit worried now because people might not have listened to the episode 2 where I said, hey, I'm not going to edit out me drinking coffee, you know. And she said, oh, that's fine, you know, my reasons are, you know, just to reiterate, this is, I'm not going to edit out things like me taking a sip of coffee, because A, if we were sitting in a cafe having a wee chitty chat, which I kind of, you know, that's the idea of this little podcast, this show, then I'd be sipping coffee, and I'd hopefully you wouldn't, you know, get all furious at me for doing so. And secondly, I, like you, probably have ME or CFS or whatever you want to call it. And the less editing I have to do to get this out every Monday, the better. So, you know, that's why we don't edit out the coffee. Right, let's get down to business. So, having invited and welcomed new guests into the house, new listeners, The first thing I'll do is disappoint. I said at the end of last week that we would discuss the difference between ME and CFS. I'm not going to do that this week for two reasons. The first reason is that I think I've got a bit of a cold coming on. So I'm a bit tired. At least, ironically, I hope I've got a bad cold coming on. Do you remember the days, the halcyon days, whenever you used to not look forward to having a cold, where you would be like, oh, damn it, I've got a cold, as opposed to now, because my symptoms for me are so similar. My symptoms preceding and then involved in a crash due to my ME, CFS, are quite similar to flu-like symptoms, you know, the tiredness, headaches, the heavy limbs, the feeling ill. So whenever I start feeling like I've got a bit of a cold, these days, I hope I've got a cold. How weird is that? Do you remember the days whenever a cold was a bad thing? Nowadays, I'm like, Jesus, I really hope this is a cold. This is the new world order that we live in. This is the new life, the new reality. I hope I have a cold. So I'm a bit tired today, so I didn't really have the energy to do the research that I wanted to do, which basically I think would have meant really reading one pamphlet, but there you go. The second reason I don't really want to get into a discussion about ME versus CFS is I just don't have the confidence to do it, to be honest. You know, we had John on last week, speaking so passionately about what was a political action on his part to choose to name his illness ME as opposed to CFS, and I just don't feel I am, despite having the illness and being diagnosed with it, I still don't feel qualified to step that far out of the realm of my own experience. I've mentioned this so many times. Look, if you have a point to make, and if you have ME, please come on the show and make your point. There is an open door, and you can, I know out there, I've been on forums, I'm on Twitter. I know out there there's contrasting views on an awful lot of stuff to do with this illness, and that is absolutely fine. I have no problem with that. You know, I know out there some people might get angry at some other people, and they might prefer one way of thinking above another. And of course, it's going to be deeply personal to you because it's your life and it's your illness and it's the life unlived, as John beautifully put it. You know, so of course, there's going to be very strong feelings. I personally have chosen to avoid those feelings. It might sound like a cop-out, but I've chosen a place in this discussion to be the moderator, to be the person who hands the person the microphone and says, tell me your thoughts. That's where I'm comfortable. And to be honest, I think actually it's a pretty good service to do. So I don't feel guilty about not having a flag of my own to fly on top of the building. You know, rather this is the neutral zone. This is whatever you want to call it, whatever political institution or Star Trek reference you want to apply to it, you go ahead. So if you have a strong opinion, then please come on the show. And anybody who is listening to the show, and I sometimes might have a guest on who you disagree vehemently with what they're saying, it's not necessarily an endorsement. I'm giving everybody the opportunity. I've said on Twitter and on this show, it's an open invitation. The door is always open. So if you want to come on the show, then come on the show and please share your experience. It is all useful. It's all identifiable. And there will be people who get comfort and support and feel represented and grateful that you are angry on their behalf. So please come on the show, but I'm probably going to continue avoiding these subjects in lieu of allowing people who I consider to be perhaps more qualified in their passion and anger than I am. And I'm happy to pass the mic to them and let them represent these things rather than me. You wouldn't want me just reading a couple of websites, coming on the show and you know, pretending to know what I'm talking about as far as your passions and your views. So I'd rather you did it yourself, which is why I may occasionally avoid things like a simple question of what's the difference? Is there a difference between ME and CFS? That's such a silly, simple thing, but it's not, because I've been on the internet and I know that's not a silly, simple thing. Have a sip of coffee. So I was sitting down yesterday, having got that out of the way. I was sitting down yesterday and I was working on the computer. I realized, the thought just came to me out of nowhere. I've given up trying to recover from this illness. I don't know when it happened. I don't know how it happened, because, you know, I talk about it quite a lot. I have a podcast about ME, CFS. But I realized yesterday, or the day before, I've given up trying to recover. I have fully accepted my illness. And I am not fighting it one bit. And I didn't even realize this had happened. You know? Which is weird, because I've been talking about it. It must have happened maybe even in the last 2 weeks. I don't know. But my days, there wasn't any element of my days anymore where I was thinking about recovery or you know, what can I do to... I continue to develop my understanding and knowledge of it, but I don't... I've given up trying to fight it or find a cure or solve the problem, as I may have said in the early episodes. It was a little lightning bolt. It hit me on the forehead. It was like, oh my goodness, I didn't even notice that happened. I've given up. And one of the reasons I've given up, it's because all the things I may have wanted have come true, in that my family and people, my loved ones, have accepted my illness to the degree where they stop looking for that. I'm sure they still have hope, but they've stopped trying to eke out that hope by asking me on a regular basis, how are you doing? Or latching on to, you know, seeing me out in public as a demonstration that, oh my God, he's on the way to recovery. He'll be having a job in next week, you know. They've stopped doing that. So I guess my friends, loved ones, family, like those are different things sometimes, they've stopped thinking I'm going to recover tomorrow. I've stopped thinking I'm going to recover tomorrow. And that was a really interesting thought. I actually, do you know what? Like all big, massive life things that hit you between the eyes, it was so big, I rather than get upset or anything else, I kind of chuckled a little bit. I was like, wow, I've got what I wanted, in a way. People have left me alone, but they still love me and care for me, but they've stopped the daily questions, the daily hope, and I have too. That's kind of sad, isn't it? I think it is. So whenever I realized this, that I've actually given up trying to recover, I have now accepted a life, fully accepted. And that's a good thing. Acceptance is a great thing. I fully accepted a life where I have ME and pretty much every aspect of my life has changed. I'm not fighting against any of that anymore. I've accepted it. My loved ones have accepted it. Job done. And of course, like getting everything that we wish for, because in a way, I guess I have been wishing for that acceptance and that, you know, people leaving me alone, but you know, supporting me from a distance, but not those daily things of me having to watch my words because I don't want to give false hope or false misunderstanding to people. With that accomplished, of course, I thought, well, this is no good. You know, this is no good at all. So I drew up a plan. I thought, you know, because there's been no expectations on me by anybody, including myself. So in the last 2 weeks, I guess, let's say this happened sometime in the last 2 weeks. Apart from recording this show, that's all I've been doing. Half an hour of working on this show a day, first thing in the morning. And then I've just been on the sofa watching, you know, pro wrestling and trying to catch up on Game of Thrones before the final season starts. And I've had no responsibilities beyond that. I have stripped away everything else. And that's a really good thing that had to happen, because I wasn't able to do it and it was creating a pressure. But as soon as I've done that and I'm actually in a stabilized place, I looked at it and said, this is not what I want. It's very odd. So I sat down and I made a list of things. I said I better put structure back in my day. I finally got rid of it and I wasn't comfortable with the degree the degree to which I had acquiesced to the illness. Wasn't comfortable with that. Thought there should be a little bit more, actually. So I set up a list and I thought, okay, well, let's add more structure today and let's say I found a baseline then, which was doing pretty much nothing and half an hour of working on this show a day. So I added a bit more, you know, 10 minutes of reading. And I think I talked about this before, that I've, you know, fluctuated back and forth. So I've added again 10 minutes of reading, 10 minutes of another activity. I wanted to learn how to knit and to play the guitar. So, you know, 10 minutes of that. A 10-minute walk, which, you know, kind of filled me with fear, but I added that to the list. 10 minutes of doing some chores around the house, which, you know, again, difficult, but I did it. And I wrote this list full of kind of excitement. I was like, oh, right, okay. So I don't know what's going on. This is the complex cycle of acceptance, anger, denial, action. I'm not sure. I don't even know the parts of the cycle, but, you know, the wheel has turned again 45 degrees and I'm at another stage of it, I guess. This is not the first time I've done this, you know, and you know what they say about the definition of insanity. But for me, it would be insane to not continue trying, actually. You know, they say that insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different result over and over. For me, it would be insane not to keep going back to the well, because one day it will rain and there will be water in there. You know, that to me is really important. As soon as I realized I'd given up, it kick-started me into saying, no, I'm not actually happy with that. Let's take some action here. That was yesterday. Or I should say I made the list the day before yesterday. I carried it all out yesterday, everything. I'm normally finished with my day by 9 a.m. You know, get up. Usually don't have the energy to shower. I will do 30 minutes on the podcast, which might mean, you know, preparing for the next one, finding an interview, a guest, editing or even recording. And then, you know, by 8:30, I can have some breakfast, that I might have prepared the day before, and that's me, sofa. Yesterday I finished, I was on the sofa at 2 p.m. as opposed to by 9 a.m., you know, and I had accomplished all those things. And I put at the bottom of my list on my iPhone, notes of all that. I put this list and a little 10-minute rest, a 5-minute rest in between, you know, some start of the day with meditation, all that stuff. And I put 14 X's that I would delete at the end of each day. So, you know, I wake up this morning exhausted. And there is such a difficulty here, because I have no idea what reasonable tiredness is. My wife, Maggie, who you know from episode 7, and if you haven't listened to that, I urge you to go back and listen to episode 7, a fantastic account of somebody living with Emmy. Maggie got up this morning and went to work. And you know, the alarm went off. The cats actually, you know, were knocking on the bedroom door at 5 to 6. So she got up then at 6:45, tired, you know, and, you know, she fed the cats and got washed and dressed and sat downstairs and read for a bit on her phone. And then, you know, said goodbye and went off to work. And that was 7:30 in the morning. She left the house tired. Which you would be, wouldn't you? It was a rare day that whenever I did have a working life, it was a rare day that I bounced out of bed like Tigger and, you know, and was out the door, you know, clicking my heels like Dick Van Dyke. It was a rare day that happened. I mean, it did happen, but I wasn't like that every day. I was tired quite a lot, especially what was this, you know, midweek, or towards the end of the week, a long week, a busy week. I was tired. I've no idea how to apply that to myself anymore. I looked at my list of to-do things today with only one X of 14 ticked off, and I thought, you know, the idea about the 14 X's is in 2 weeks, once I've done this routine consistently for 2 weeks, I can increase, you know, increase the 10-minute walk to a 14-minute walk, or read for 12 minutes instead of 10, you know. So I ticked off one X and I looked at the list and I was exhausted just looking at it. But I don't know what is a reasonable amount of tiredness. Who isn't tired these days in this crazy old world we live in? But who isn't tired? Meet a friend. What's the first thing they tell you these days? Even take away your illness. Ah, geez, busy week. Yeah, looking forward to the weekend. Who isn't tired these days? And I'm not dismissing my illness, your illness, or anybody else. What I'm trying to say is I've no idea anymore of what's reasonable tiredness. And I'm always scared to push it in case it becomes a crash, and then I have to stop participating in all life's events for, you know, a month or longer. I've no idea what's reasonable anymore. It's completely up in the air. So what did I do? I decided to just carry on with the list today. This is only day two, you know, and you know, third on the list was do the podcast, which I'm doing. Hello. So, yeah, I've gone from, in the space of 48 hours, realizing that I'd given up trying to recover. I've then, as an immediate reaction to that, I have tried to introduce, you know, half a day, let's say, of structure into my day, regardless of how I feel. And given my target to continue that for 2 weeks. And then by day two, I'm like, I'm tired. Why is that? Or is that okay? Because I guess the question is, will the illness from my experience, it's not really a question, I guess, but the illness from my experience is no respecter of schedule. This is a problem, right? It's not as simple, and we know this, and obviously this forms a lot of the basis of the arguments against PACE trial and this sort of thing. It's not as simple as doing couch to 5K or something like that, because I might be able to do week one of couch to 5K and I'd feel fantastic. I might be able to do week two of couch to 5K and I'll feel fantastic. Then I'll crash for 3 months. And that might be related to doing the couch to 5K, or it might just be because I crashed. I have been tracking my illness a long time in a quite minute detail, and I found no pattern at all to my crashes. It wasn't diet, it wasn't health, it wasn't activity. Sometimes I just had a crash. I just had a bad day where I was incapable, not like it was a choice, incapable of carrying out tasks or participating in a way that I would want to or I'd planned to or did the day before. I found no pattern. So this might be a complete fool's errand, trying to bring structure back into my day as a reaction to recognizing that I had given up trying to recover. Maybe I was more sensible on the sofa. But for me, that's not going to work at the moment. Too stubborn, too proud, too hopeful, too naive. But that's not going to work for me right now. Folks out there, you know, might be, you know, laughing at me, whistling in the wind here, whistling in the dark, whistling somewhere. I don't know where it is. I'm whistling somewhere dark and windy. Might be laughing at me. And whenever I had, who was it now? Somebody, one of the guests was on the show and I was describing, Rosa Devine. Rosa Devine, the comic creator. I was speaking to her on the show. Go back and listen to that episode. And she described kind of the way I was thinking, as she said it was an inevitable phase of having the illness. Because to a lot of people, I'm sure, you know, maybe you included, I'm relatively new. I was diagnosed about 6 years ago. She kind of, and I didn't find her use of the word phase remotely patronizing. You know, it was actually very helpful for me to understand that what I was experiencing, others had experienced. So there's probably people out there listening to this protracted ramble, you know, laughing at my naivety and, you know, hoping that I get it out of my system soon. And that's absolutely fine and dandy. I got no problem with that. I accept that we're all at different stages of the journey, you know. If you have experience of this, I'd love to hear from you. I really would. I recognize the illness can be quite different for each of us, which is another reason why I see it. I would consider it foolish for me to not continue this little cycle that I do, because one day, you know, the well will have water in it. I believe that. But yeah, let's see what happens, because, I don't know. I have options. Some days I don't have options. On the days I have options, I'll be grateful for those options, I guess. You know, and try and carry it out. I don't think I'll ever figure out. It seems alien to me now. Just being tired. Or just having the cold, like I started off with. You know, do you remember just being tired when it didn't mean you had to cancel a concert you were hoping to go to in 4 weeks' time? Do you remember just being tired whenever, you know, you thought, I'll just put my feet up and read a book for half an hour and get me energy back? Or do you remember just having a cold and being under the weather? And then popping some Lemsip or cough medicine and being back on your feet in 2 days. That's, you know, I can't, I can't picture that anymore. I just can't. But for me, I can't picture ever giving up the hope that one day I will just have a cold and be back on my feet a few days later, you know. Jeepers, that's about half an hour. I didn't even get on to talking about how you're doing and how we answer that question. And I don't think I will. Like I said, I'm a bit tired, and I think we've covered something today. I think it'd be nice just to leave that and you guys share with me your thoughts on that. I'm always incredibly grateful to get your direct messages, your emails, your tweets, your retweets and all that. So my friend who I was speaking to the other day about this show, about the coffee drinking and all, said, well, no, yours is a community-based podcast, isn't it? It's about the community. And I think it really is. And that means you. So how do you get in touch? I'm on Twitter, Zero All About Me. Email, it's really not all about me at gmail.com. There is a closed Facebook group called It's Not All About Me Podcast. There is a door which is always open, and that is the door to the waiting room for this to be on this show. Come on the show. Just get in touch. If you've experienced a share, please come on the show. I've said before, you're in a queue. You know? That's the way I see it. So if you want to get slightly ahead on that queue, just hit me up in one of those ways I just said. And we'll have you on the show to share your experience. And that's all it is. It's nothing scary. It's nothing intimidating. It's, you don't have to be, you know, a performer or anything. Just come on, share your experience. It helps. It helps me. It helps others. It helps you, I think. So, you know, if you've got something to say, or you just want to be listened to, because I think we don't feel that listened to sometimes. And if you want to be listened to, then, you know, come and record a show with me. Next week, we'll have a guest. Looking forward to that one. I think it'll be the second author of the guests. I wonder if that's an interesting chicken and the egg, isn't it? That might be something I will, if it turns out to be an author, I might ask. I should have asked that of Jack Croxall as well, whether having ME is, you know, means that writing a book is that kind of a viable option because it's, you know, in your own time and it's done from home, or were people authors beforehand? Chicken and egg, you know, there's probably a combination of both, but I might ask that question. I'll have to write that down if we have an author on next week, which I think we will. Till then, I hope you've got something from this episode. We'll have a guest on next week. Please get in touch. Share the feeds. Please review if you feel like it, you know. Our numbers are really good at the moment, especially, again, thank you to John Peters last week. A few reviews on the iTunes or wherever you get your podcast will actually put us into the top charts of the health podcasts on Apple. So, you know, if you're listening to this and you've got a second, scroll down and leave a review. That would be fabulous. So, yeah, share, subscribe, but get in touch. Scroll down to the show notes again if you didn't quite catch the ways to do that. Come on the show. And most importantly, have the very best day that you can. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. Cheers.